Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Welspun Enterprises Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Welspun Enterprises Limited. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Salil Bawa, Group Head Investor Relations of Welspun World. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav. Good afternoon to all of you, and happy Diwali in advance. On behalf of Welspun Enterprises Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings call. Along with me, I have Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director. He's taking this call from Delhi, so in case if there's any disturbance, you'll have to bear with us. I also have Mr. Saurin Patel, Managing Director, Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited, Mr. Lalit Jain, Chief Financial Officer for Welspun Enterprises, and Mr. Siddharth Bhardwaj, Head IR for Welspun Enterprises. We hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation that we filed with the exchanges yesterday. It is also available on the company's website. During the discussion, we may be making references to this presentation. We request you to take a moment to review the safe harbor statement in the presentation. As usual, we will start the forum with the opening remarks by our leadership team, and then we will open the floor for your questions. Once the call gets over, should you have any further queries that remain unanswered, please feel free to reach out to us. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Sandeep, MD, Welspun Enterprises. Over to you, Sandeep.
Thank you, Salil. Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Welspun Enterprises Q2 FY25 results conference call. I would like to thank all participants for their presence. We have continued on the momentum from the first quarter and have delivered consolidated total income of INR 1,798 crores in the first half of FY25, which is a growth of over 25% over the same period last year. This result keeps us on track to our full-year FY25 target of INR 4,000 crores of consolidated income. All our projects across the water and transportation verticals, as well as our subsidiary, Welspun Michigan, are running as per current agreed schedules and have contributed towards this outcome. While Saurin from Welspun Michigan and Lalit from Welspun CFO will share more details on quarterly performance, I want to take this opportunity to reiterate our vision for the company over the next few years. To prepare the organization for long-term growth and succession planning, I'm pleased to inform that the board has approved the appointment of Mr. Abhishek Choudhary as CEO of the company. Abhishek brings with him over two decades of experience in policy formulation, strategy implementation, and leadership in key national initiatives such as the National Industrial Corridor Development Program, PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, Make in India, Logistics Data Bank, Unified Logistics Interface Platform, and Yashobhoomi. Abhishek has proven expertise in driving strategic growth and execution. I'm confident that Abhishek will bring fresh energy and vision to the company to take it to its next level. We started as a road player, and created the water vertical 6 years back to build the capabilities that have resulted in close to 85% of our current order book. To add capabilities in niche area of tunneling, we acquired a majority 50.1% stake in the renamed Wellspun Michigan Engineers Limited in August 2023. I'm pleased to share that the board has approved further acquisition of 9.99% equity in WMEL for a consideration of rupees 100 crores. Once the transaction is complete, WEL will be holding more than 60% in WMEL. To add to our transformative journey, Wellspun Enterprises subsidiary WMEL is all set to introduce Pan-India, a revolutionary new technology developed by SmartOps UK in the area of wastewater and water treatment. With this new offering, we will create a sustainable alternative to the traditional water treatment approach, thus adding a new segment to address the huge problem of an estimated 63% of India's sewage being released untreated into the environment. Soren will be sharing more details in his opening remarks. Wellspun Enterprises has moved forward as a differentiated EPC player with entry into the extremely promising segment of specialized tunneling. As detailed in our filing with the exchanges on October 8th, WL has bagged a significant order from BMC, Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, of about ₹1,989 crores for the design and construction of tertiary treated water conveyance tunnel from Dharavi Wastewater Treatment Facility to Ghatkopar Wastewater Treatment Facility, both projects being of BMC. This order is in line with our chairman's stated objective of growth and green and is an outcome of our strategy to create joint capabilities with our subsidiary Wellspun Michigan and thus enable WL's entry into a new segment that has a huge opportunities across both water and transport verticals. With this new order, Wellspun Enterprises' standalone order book is now a formidable 13,655 crores, of which approximately 9,633 crores is from water sector, which includes approximately 4,400 crores from O&M and asset replacement. Approximately 1,989 from the newly added tunnel segment, and the balance approximately 2,033 crores is from transportation sector. In this order book, we are excluding ₹1,850 crore of road project where we are already declared L1. Wellspun Michigan has an order book of ₹1,572 crores as on 30th September 2024, which includes orders they received of ₹160 and ₹25 crores in Q2 FY25. The same will be filed with the exchanges at appropriate time. This makes our consolidated order book approximately ₹15,200 crores, thus giving us immense visibility to ramp up our execution in the years to come. We remain positive on future bidding across our verticals and our subsidiary. We have mapped out opportunities across water supply, sewage treatment plant, solutions, water transmission, and road boot projects. This gives me confidence to share that we should be ending the current fiscal with an order book in the range of ₹17,000 to ₹20,000 crores at a consolidated level. On back of this strong order book that we envisage, we now expect the revenue growth on a consolidated basis to be around 20 to 22% over the period of FY25 to FY27. We at Welspun Enterprise have a large team of over 400 experienced engineers, besides various other teams across different departments, that are highly motivated and work together in creating a unique organization. I am proud to share that Welspun Enterprises has been recognized as one of the best workplaces for millennials by Great Place to Work in last quarter. I truly believe that we have laid a solid organizational foundation to propel Welspun Enterprise consolidated revenue to reach in the range of $1 billion in the next few years. WEL and its subsidiary, Welspun Michigan, have consistently pushed boundaries, setting new benchmarks in quality and execution with unwavering commitment to excellence, innovation, and transformative impact in the industry. This approach has continued to get recognitions, and I will briefly touch upon some of them. Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited has been awarded Best Brand in Construction and Infrastructure for Water Infrastructure at the 9th ETNOW Infra Focus Summit and Awards 2024 for its pioneering innovative approaches in urban water solutions, particularly through underground construction and delivering projects that minimize disruption to lives of people living close by and also the environmental impact. Our work at Dharavi Wastewater Treatment Facility, VRP and SNRP have been recognized for various safety initiatives. Construction World Global Awards 2024 has conferred Welspun Enterprise with the award for valuable industry contribution. During the quarter, we continued with our efforts for development of oil and gas field blocks housed in the joint venture Adani Welspun Exploration Limited, and we had a few meetings with the regulator for approval of our field development plan for block MBOSN 2005/2, generally called by us as Mumbai Block. We expect the FDP to be approved in the current quarter. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Soren Patel, MD of Welspun Michigan Engineers Private Limited. Over to you, Soren.
Thank you, Sandeep. Good afternoon and greetings to all for the festive season. At the outset, I'm very happy to share that Welspun Michigan is all set to introduce a revolutionary new technology in the area of water treatment through Welspun SmartOps. With this new business, we endeavor to create an alternative approach to address the huge problem of an estimated 63% of India's sewage being released untreated into the environment. This pioneering new technology is modular, scalable, cost-efficient, and easy to deploy in a water body or drain point to rejuvenate or recycle the water. This includes tertiary and potable water for commercial and domestic use. With an extremely small footprint, which is up to one-fifth of conventional technologies, a reduced deployment time of 90 days for a 15 MLD plant, more than two years for conventional technology-based plants, this will be a significantly cost-efficient technology. The scalability and ease of transfer offered by this technology will open up new business opportunities and thus augment our future order flows. I'm extremely happy to share that we have received our first project order to deploy new technology, which has been disclosed to the stock exchanges. Our order book as of September 30th is INR 1,572 crores, with INR 170 crores of operations and maintenance. We have received the LOA for the project where we were L1 in the last quarter. This order book entails 21 projects, which are spread across micro tunneling and segment tunneling, marine works, pumping station construction, rehabilitation of sewer lines, and bridge construction, and is largely executable over the next 36 months. our order pipeline is healthy. And with the rollout of the new technologies that I mentioned, we retain our sights on a bid pipeline worth INR 50,000 crores in the medium term. These projects will be bid for on a selective basis, either directly by Welspun Michigan or through Welspun Enterprises Limited. Coming to the key financials of the concluded quarter, WMEL has delivered revenue of INR 104 crores, thus taking our H1 FY25 revenue to INR 248 crores, marking growth of 47%. I'm confident we will continue the execution momentum into the financial year and endeavor to better the guided 30% growth for FY25. This performance has been consistent from a margin perspective. Reporting EBITDA margin works out to approximately 22% for Q2 FY25. The new order wins and our current projects give me immense confidence of sustaining these margin levels. We have been an engineering solution provider for urban infrastructure needs, which is a niche area, and we wish to operate in the specialized niche areas of tunneling and water rehabilitation projects on a much larger scale. Our year-old association with Welspun Enterprises Limited has resulted in the opening of new avenues of EPC projects, and thus we see vastly larger opportunities ahead. These opportunities are both from new geographies, due to Welspun Enterprises' wide reach, as well as new initiatives that we are evaluating, such as working with new technologies like SmartOps. With this, I will close my remarks and hand the call to Lalit Jain, CFO of Welspun Enterprises Limited, for updates on financials. Thank you. Over to you, Lalit.
Thank you, Sarin. Good afternoon to everyone, and many thanks for being part of this call. As our MD shared, this, we have delivered Rs. 838 crore of total income for Q2 FY25 against Rs. 693 crores in Q2 FY24, which is a growth of 21% year over year. The H1 FY25 consolidated income is Rs. 1798 crore, which is a growth of 25% over H1 FY24. Our consolidated EBITDA for Q2 FY25 is Rs. 150 crore, against Rs. 130 crore in Q2 FY24, thus marking 16% growth year over year. This EBITDA works to a margin of 17.9%. Our consolidated PBT before exceptional item for the quarter has grown by 5% to Rs. 102 crores. Our consolidated profit after tax for the quarter is Rs. 62 crore against Rs. 69 crore in Q2 FY24, which is a drop of 11% year over year. Please note, constant rate drop is largely on account of post-tax reduction of Rs. 12 crore from discontinued operation of our Mukherbachowk Panipat Road project. This is a notional loss and does not have any cash flow impact, as we are holding our investment in this SPV for sale at pre-agreed price with Actis Highway. On a standalone basis, for Q2 FY25, total income is Rs. 688 crore, EBITDA is 99 crore, profit before tax on a standalone basis Rs. 87 crore, while PAT is at Rs. 65 crore. I am happy to share that we have closed out the short-term borrowing, which had been utilized towards working capital needs. We have a strong balance sheet as demonstrated by our standalone net worth of Rs. 2,533 crores. We remain debt free on a standalone basis with cash reserve of Rs. 866 crore, which will allow us to grow the business to the next level. I would also like to inform that company was previously focusing on the road projects, which accounted for a significant portion of its revenue. However, in recent quarters, the order book has diversified to include projects in the water, wastewater, tunneling and rehabilitation sectors, along with the acquisition of Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited. To reflect this expanded portfolio, management has decided to do the segmental reporting starting with Q2 FY25 for each vertical, namely water, transport, tunneling and rehabilitations. I would like to take you all through the segment-wise revenue numbers for the Q2 FY25. Out of total operational revenue of Rs. 789 crore, Rs. 379 comes from transport and water contribute Rs. 304 crore and the balance of Rs. 105 crores is being contributed by tunneling and rehabilitation works. With this, we can open the forum for question and answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for this opportunity. So I would just like to ask the management if they can throw some light on the new water project, water tunneling project from Dharavi to Ghatkopar, and when do we expect to start booking revenue in that?
Sandeep?
Yeah, Swaran, please take this call. Question, please.
It's the tertiary treated water conveyance tunnel from Dharavi wastewater treatment facility to Ghatkopar wastewater treatment facility. And it is approximately 8.45 kilometers long. It is at a depth of 152 meters and involves the construction of two shafts, one at Dharavi and one at Ghatkopar, and no coming up for air in the middle. Each shaft is between 10 to 14 meters in diameter, and the average depth is 150 meters. So we are supposed to do the tunneling using a open board full face of PM, and there is a lining process involved to convey the water. The revenue will begin being booked from FY25 at a lower end, simply because we have to wait for some clearances and permissions that will be required as this is part of a CRZ zone, etc.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. And also, can you guide me for the CAPEX guidance for the next, for this year and next financial year, and also how much have we done till now in first half of FY25?
We CAPEX for this project or for the company as a whole?
No, consolidated level CAPEX, and also if you can guide me for the standalone level as well.
Okay, basically at WA level,
could you come a bit close to your handset? There's a lot of cracking from your end.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, yes. Much better.
Okay. In terms of CAPEX, at Welspun Enterprises level, we are asset-light company. We don't have major CAPEX. However, around 100 crore rupees CAPEX will be used for this new project
through
Welspun Michigan.
No, sir. I was asking on the consolidated level for the whole, for this project.
It will be same, similar.
Okay. And how much have we done till now in the first half?
No, not CAPEX till now.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Those were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dinesh from FinSight. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Okay, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and really great set of numbers. So my question is, like say we have acquired this new stake in Michigan company. What is the time for this across India? I mean, like how large this could become on its own? Because I doubt like how many, the kind of almost 2,000 crore, one project. But how many such kind of orders across India we can, think of at a larger scale, I want to know. Yeah.
So just to give you an idea,
Hello?
Tunneling business across various sizes is to the tune of at least our mapped projects are to the tune of about 3 lakh crores over a period of next 5 to 7 years.
Okay, and what is the probability of, you know, we are getting, let's say, 3 lakh, maybe 10%, 20% is, what is that we can target?
I don't think we are going to that level of 10, 20 percentages. A single digit few percentages is what we will target.
Okay, so sounds great. And sir, how about water treatment, you know, and sewage? Another segment as we will look at, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So the opportunities in water treatment plant and all the businesses across water, including tunneling, etc. The tunneling itself, what we are targeting is in the range of about 50,000 crores. At a macro level, we are targeting projects of about 3 lakh crores over a midterm period.
Okay, sir. Sounds great. And sir, you mentioned that we are looking at like $1 billion revenue maybe in the next few years. What kind of EBITDA margins or PAT margins you would try to go for?
We always target EBITDA margins at around 15 to 16% at a standalone basis and about 16 to 17 on a consolidated basis for at least next 3-4 years.
Okay, sir, that really sounds great, Sandra. Thank you very much and happy Diwali.
Thank you.
And I'll get back to you.
Happy Diwali as well.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. So first on this Michigan acquisition that we have done, in terms of valuation-wise, I mean, like, you know, 12 months back, the valuation when we paid it was sub 300 odd crore. Now it is almost like 1,000 odd crore. So what exactly has gone in our assumption that has led to this increase?
So the original transaction was then at about 4x to or 4 times the EV to EBITDA. There, while the industry is operating at about 9 times. So if you are to do about 9 times, we still believe that if whatever is the forecasted for FY25, it is still a cheaper option to buy. And as we said, we have a large vision for Wellspun Michigan. We believe that we can grow it to scale, much larger scale. So that's something strategic decision the board has taken to acquire it at equity valuation of 1,000 crores, which we believe is still undervalued for us.
Okay, got it. So valuation is one factor that has probably led, and definitely like early reports maybe like FY24, now it has moved to FY25 as a valuation parameter, broadly, correct?
That is correct. And also we are aware of the strategic decisions that we are making. We see a lot of growth coming to Wellspun Michigan.
Got it, sir. And then in terms of our O&M order book that we have reported, what is the execution time frame for this part of the order book?
So the order book of operation and maintenance spans out over 10 to 15 years, depending upon the project.
Right. And in terms of a couple of accounting, I know that the changes or probably the segmental reporting that we have done, in console, the Michigan is booked in which segment?
Tunneling and rehabilitation.
Sorry, sir?
Tunneling and rehabilitation.
Okay, got it. And I mean, if one has to understand the O&M, probably the O&M, the revenue that we book, so will this be part of water in the segment?
So it is respective vertical. Water is in water and tunneling is tunneling. So we don't have a separate segment for O&M right now.
So it is not significant right now. If the revenues from O&M will become significant, we will start reporting it under as a separate segment itself. But right now it is booked under these various segments that we have defined as transport, water, and tunneling and rehabilitation.
Okay, okay. Maybe a ballpark number, what is the O&M revenue contribution in terms of percentage to the consolidated or standalone, if you can help and provide?
I think it's significant.
I think negligible just now.
Okay, okay. Got it. And maybe one last thing. So I think there was a couple of project road assets which government was earlier, the PMO has approved and they were supposed to come for bidding. So any industry update that you have, like, you know, any timeline that you see, probably that you hear from the ministry or any industry that we can provide?
So I think the movement on those projects have started. We understand about 15-16 projects were cleared as the SFCs. So we expect those projects to hit the bidding situation in over next couple of years, a couple of months going forward.
Okay, sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue for more. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashu Changotia from JRK Group. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, my question is that we understand that September quarter remains seasonally weak for the company. But so can you please explain and throw some light on what is the main reason behind the margins contracting this year?
The voice is not clear, ma'am.
Sorry, I'll repeat. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my question is that we understand that the September quarter remains seasonally weak for the company. But what is the main reason behind margin contractions for this year?
Basically, this is monsoon quarter. So in infra industries, September quarter is always at lower side. And where turnover is also low, the fixed expenses remain fixed, so that's why the margin is low.
So there are two, just to add to what Lalit is saying, there is relatively no contraction of margins if you see in any parameter other than something which is, we are booking a loss on asset where which is a held for sale asset and it's on a pre-agreed price. Otherwise, the margins have grown, and it is normal for some contractions to take place in terms of the percentages because the fixed costs are apportioned on a lower revenue base.
Okay. And sir, I have another question.
Please.
So we have. Like you said, and from the presentation also, we have observed that this company has emerged as the lowest bidder for various projects. So, what are the margins that we keep in such bidding that allows us to become the L1?
So, as I said, there is one project of road where we are L1, which is of the value of 1,850 crores. And the road vertical gives in the EBITDA margins in the regions of about 14-15%, which is what we would provide for in all our bids.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand the total O&M order book size is 4,400 crores, comprising both Michigan and Welspun Enterprise.
No, this is only for Welspun Enterprises. For what?
4,400 crores. And what about Michigan?
170. Michigan, we have 170 crores O&M order.
170 crores. All right. And what would be the execution timeline for this consolidated order book that stands in our books, that is 15,200 crores?
In terms of the, we talk about the operation and maintenance, it will take 10 to 15 years. A new project which we got for the Dharavi Ghatko, it's again for 9 years project. So different projects having different timelines.
Okay.
So depending upon the vertical that we are dealing with, typically the road or transport is something that where the revenues are recognized between 3 and 3.5 years on an average out. In the water, it is somewhere between 4 to 5 years, and tunneling is between 5 to 8 years is the average time that you will take to recognize the revenue.
So 4 to 5 years for water, 5 to 8 for tunneling, and for road EPC?
So road EPC is about 2.5 to 3.5, depending upon the size. So that's the kind of project that or time period.
Sorry,
that
they are. Sir, could you come a bit close to the handset? Your voice is cracking.
My voice is cracking.
Yes, sir, it's better now.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the order inflow for this quarter?
So for this quarter, we had an order inflow of the tunneling in the WEL level of about, how much is that? 1900?
1989 crore we got is this Ghatkopar-Darwai project, and 25 crore is from the Michigan?
No, 160.
160 crore in the Michigan.
Yeah.
160 in Michigan and 1985 in WEL.
Correct, correct.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Yash Dhedia from Max Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So first question is, if I look at your segmental reporting, your EBIT has come down a lot in the tunneling segment despite 47% growth. So what could be the reason behind that?
In segment, if you talk about this, we are reporting that this is a subsidiary company. So this margin is after the depreciation and interest. That's why it is lower. First margin is, if you talk, EBITDA margin is 21%.
Sir, YOY EBIT has come down from 13 crore to 10.5 in your segmental reporting. That is what I'm asking.
Yeah, 13 to 10, there are two reasons. One, in this quarter, there were some GST claims earlier, which we are recognizing that as a revenue. In this quarter, we have decided to go conservative, and we will not recognizing any claims until unless same is getting realized.
Okay, so some one-time things have done.
Yeah.
And second, what is the status of the MSRDC project where we were L1? Why have we not included that in our order book? Any doubts on the final sort of project is coming to us?
No, I think we are L1. The issue is the there are elections. The model code of conduct has clicked in. We expect it to be awarded post the election process is over.
Okay, but in case there is a regime change, is there a doubt on this project being awarded to the parties as of now?
We foresee no such risk at this point in time. However, governments are governments, so they will take their own call, because this project is needed to connect the already built highway by NHAI. So I think it will be a necessity that will have to be fulfilled.
Okay. And coming to the margins, so, you know, if I look at your standalone now, I accept that there's some seasonality in quarter two, but even 1H to 1H, our contribution to water segment is increasing, but our EBITDA margin, excluding other income, has fallen by 100 basis points. And similarly, even in the Michigan business, we are seeing that the EBITDA margins have come down from 24-25 to 22%. So what is the reason behind the margin fall in both these businesses?
So I think the more important thing is on to look at the margins that we have guided towards the annual. The quarterly results can be skewed because based on the project which has delivered more revenue. Certain projects have more profitability, certain have lesser. So this is an amalgamation that you're looking at. So I would request you to look at the guidance for the complete year, And from that perspective, if you look at it, it is something which is in line with our guidance. The other thing that I would want to reiterate is there are certain notional losses. Those are at console level, so that's not something that is relevant.
Another thing, sir, there were also some claims in the last financial year. That is was the reason earlier, last year was a higher margin in terms of EBITDA margin. This time, claims are still there, but this is a lower side. So this is the reason.
There is a difference of almost 25, 30 crores because of one time. Yeah.
Which was there in the last year.
Correct. There was a claim in last year with a higher amount. And this time also we have claims, but it is a lower amount. So there is a differential due to that margin is coming down.
Okay. Now coming to the road sector, you know, we have been also sort of hearing from not just you but other companies as well that finally we will see light at the end of the tunnel and we will get the project awarded by NHAI. But seems that there has been some inordinate delay in that. So what is the sense on, you know, when we can expect major projects being awarded by NHAI? And will we also be looking into that?
Yeah. See, the necessity exists. It's only a question of that last year they had awarded substantial orders, and they have, if you notice that NHAI last year did the highest award, the highest execution, highest spend across ever since it has come into existence. So I think there is a bit of a slow down, but that's something which is temporary. The need continues to exist, so there may be certain things that they are looking at going back to the drawing board as to how to make BOT successful, etc., so which is delaying the process. So I think it's just a matter of a quarter or so that they will be back on the awarding spree.
Understood, sir. And just one final question.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Please fall back in the queue for further questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kostubh Shah from Valford PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon and thanks for taking my question and congratulations on the good numbers and the order book. I had a question on the smart ops, GB that has been announced. So in terms of, I just want to understand the economics, how does it work? What are the business plans for this? How do we model the revenue? And what are your expectations for FY26 from this business? That is my first question.
So SmartOps fundamentally is a transformative process dealing with wastewater at the location where it is generated. And so this can be applied at, like I said in my opening remarks, at various sewers, various lakes, various ponds, various drains, or even to retrofit existing STPs, eventually to be applied even in housing societies. Fundamentally, we aim to treat industrial effluent also with this. So it's a very wide applicability of this technology. And obviously, the ticket size of each, depending upon the size of the plant required at each location, will be very different. It can range from half a 0.5 MLD, but the modularity allows it to go up to hundreds of MLD, up to, say, 500-600 MLD of plants. So the scalability is there, and we aim to gear up at a reasonable pace. Having acquired the first project at the temple town of Pandharpur for 10 MLD, we hope that completing that within a period of 90 to 120 days will give us the visibility that this technology is a very speedy, modular, and applicable technology with high visibility. So the guidance for 2025-26, right now, we hope that we will be in the 50 to 150 MLD range, and that the gearing and the upward trajectory for this applicability will continue as more and more clients come to appreciate the speed and the efficiency with which it can deliver results.
Okay. Thanks. And this first project of 10 MLD at Kandapur, so what is the total cost of this project? If I understand the EBITDA margin.
The tender has been that the award price for us, which has been disclosed to the stock exchanges, is approximately 25 crores.
Okay. And the tentative margin that we'll be earning on this?
Tentative margins will be, again, depending upon the size of the project. In the sense, if you have a smaller project, it will carry a different margin, and as the project ticket size, the MLD size increases, it will carry a different margin. So I would give you a range. The margin ranges can go from 20 to 30-35%.
Okay, great. And another question was on the oil block, because if I heard right, you said that the oil block approval should come in by this quarter. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are pushing for that.
Yes. Okay, great. So in that case, if the approvals do come in, are we looking at any further capex, or what are the plans over there? Just wanted to understand on that.
So we would be open to both the suggestions, and this is subject to the board's approval of capital allocation to do a farm in as well as execute the project on our own, depending upon the board's guidance.
Okay, fair enough. Great. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dinesh from FinSight. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me another opportunity, sir. Actually, I joined a few minutes late. Maybe I missed out something late in the issue. Can you just give me a guidance for this financial year? Like, are we expecting something like close to 4,000 crores in sales, right? And what would be the EBITDA margins we are looking at?
So the guidance or our target for this year, FY25, at a consolidated level is 4,000 crores.
Yep.
And at a consolidated level, the reporting EBITDA margins should be in the range of 16-17%.
Okay, so that's great. And sir, actually I was looking at your balance sheet in a bit detail, and you mentioned we have some cash of around 866 crores or something. But what is this, how does the balance sheet look like? But that's, I think, on a standalone basis. But what about the consolidated level? Like, what's the debt here, and what's the net cash we have? Yeah, if you could just give some guidance.
Yes, at console level, just a minute, I'll explain. Console level debt is 1,015 crore we have debt, and we have a cash of 924 crore.
Okay, so somewhere around 600 crores or something net debt, right? That's what.
No, net debt is approximately 90 crore only.
Okay, 90. Okay, and we are planning to pay off this, or like, what's the, because we want to become net cash.
No. This model is basically we are constructing the hybrid annuity model. So where normally 80-20 is debt of the remaining cost after reimbursing by the NHI. So always there will be debt. Debt will be getting going to increase once project is, we are constructing the SNRP project, Natapuram project in South. It is having around 1,000 crore debt. We have drawn only 385 crore right now. So it will be going to increase. So it will be never debt free at console level. It will be debt free at standalone level, not at console level.
Okay, sir. Sir, just one last question from my end. See, I see the our subcontracting charges are almost 1,000 crores for this first half, and out of the 1,500 crores of total expenses. My point is, sir, is it not possible for us to squeeze this further and, by doing a lot of work by ourselves, and can we get higher margin here? I hope you're getting my question, what I'm trying to ask.
So the question is self-execution of construction.
Yeah. Right.
The answer is that at the board level, this issue was considered, and we decided to stay with the asset-light model that we have chosen. Because once you do the construction yourself, a lot of money goes into buying the construction equipment, etc., etc. Your EBITDA margins are slightly better. But if you look at the PAT level, the PAT level margins for us are best in class kind of numbers because there are no financial charges and there is very little depreciation. So my request to the analyst committee, community and investors would be to not only look at the EBITDA numbers, but also to look at the PAT numbers, which is the true money available for the investors. From the company side.
That's great, sir. And just one last point, you know, I'd like to close here. We are saying we are, you know, constructing this Dharavi to Ghatkopar project roughly around 8 to 9 kilometers, you know, the construction is required. My question is, like, we have Welspun Corp as our, you know, in the pipes business, we will definitely need DI pipes here, I'm assuming that.
No.
So is there any, you know, just, you know, if you could, you know, elaborate something on this.
Sandeep, may
I? Sorry, please go ahead.
Yeah, we really have no DI pipe requirements here in this project. It's a TBM tunneled, concrete lined tunnel. And whatever vertical delivery pipes are required are made out of steel.
Fine. Because I'm an investor in Welspun Corp as well, so I was more interested in understanding if there is any mutual synergies available in the business. Okay, that's great, sir. Thank you. Thanks very much, Indra. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are. Namaskar.
Sir, firstly, sir, if you could throw some light on the EPC part of the story with the Uttar Pradesh State Water and Sanitation Mission. I think the 2900 crore is what has been outlined in your presentation. So, in the segment revenue, where have we clubbed it and how much revenue have we booked and what is the timeline for closure of the project?
Take the question, sir.
Yeah, you take the financial part of the question.
So basically, in the water vertical, we have booked the revenue of 304 crore in this quarter. With respect to project progress, Sandeep sir will explain you, sir.
So, coming to the, when do we expect the project to complete? We expect in another 18 months or so, the project to complete.
Okay, and out of this 304 crore, the entire amount is attributed to this project only?
No, this is not entire. We have water segment, so we have Dharavi project also, we have UPJJM, we have other water projects also.
Particularly for this UP state, I want, what is the state, when speed at which the project is being executed?
This project-wise, if you want, we can discuss offline, please.
Okay, but it will take 18 months for this project to complete. That is 2900
So more than 50% of the revenue has already been recognized. Around 50% has been recognized. The balance will take time.
Okay. And sir, then coming to the breakup for this quarter, we find under the transport segment, the revenue of 380 crore and the comparative number for June quarter was 534 crore. So, how should one read this split going for H2 also? If you could give us some color, how with this being a seasonally a lean quarter, what should we expect in terms of the revenue profile, in terms of the execution for H2? If you could give us some color.
So it'll follow the trend of the H1 slightly better because the next two quarters are clear seasons. But as I have always maintained in recent times, that the growth engine is going to be from water and now tunneling as well. So these are the growth engines. The roads segment is within the transportation will see the level of play that we are currently seeing.
Okay, so this 20% turnover growth will be more attributable to towards the water and from the water and the tunneling, and it will be for the road part to be flat type of revenue. That is what you are mentioning it.
That is correct. If you see the order book itself, it is about skewed in the favor of water to extent of about 80% plus.
Sir, in the presentation, we have also mentioned about this river linking part of the story also. So if you could just explain out of the order book, how are we foraying into this and what the scope of work in this river linking project part of the story?
So river linking is, as you know, a lot of water rivers do have overflows and certain places the water is not there. The government is coming up with scheme of interlinking these water channels. So this will be done through underground pipes, etc., etc. So we believe that in the bulk transmission, we do have some experiences and expertise, which we will want to leverage.
So currently in our order book, there is no portion of project for river linking. It is only that we anticipate going there.
That is correct.
Okay, sir. But here, sir, our group company may play a part. I think so. The DI pipes requirement will emerge with river linking projects. Am I correct in that assumption, sir?
So the steel pipe requirements will be the larger portion of it. DI will be smaller portion, if any.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, sir, for this a small question and. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Due to time constraint, we'll take this as our last question.
Let me complete my point, sir, if I may. May I?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, for the oil and gas portfolio, sir, if you could just give us some color, where are we in midst of reaping the benefit going ahead? And what can be attributed from this segment once you were talking about some milestone being achieved for this quarter? What can we anticipate going ahead, and on the pricing front also, sir, if you could give us some color on that.
So what we are anticipating is in this quarter is that our submitted FDP will get approved. The FDP is a field development plan. Once that is approved, it determines what the capex will go in and what the revenue can be expected of the field, and what kind of margins the company can make. So this is a document which is reviewed and approved by the statutory arm of the Ministry of Petroleum called DGH. So once the DGH approves it, then the commercial viability of the project is established. And then only we can say authentically what to expect.
Okay, so that will set the timelines going ahead for us, when the work will begin and everything.
That is correct.
Okay, and the capex part also will be frozen once that is being done. So it will be in the same ratio of in the JV, that is 35% of the capex will be routed through our company?
That is correct. So 35 contribution towards capex will have to be made by Welspun, 65 by Adani.
Right, sir. Thank you, and all the best to the team, and Shubh Deepavali to the entire team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of our Q&A session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. Thank you, sir, for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Any closing remarks from your end?
Yeah. I want to thank all participants for joining us on this call today, and I hope we have been able to address all your queries. I wish you and your families a joyful Diwali and festive season ahead. We remain committed to creating value for our stakeholders, and our focus is in delivering improved return on equity and return on capital employed. I look forward to speaking to you once again in near future. Meanwhile, please feel free to reach out to our CFO or investor relations team for any questions or feedback. Happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.